From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, rebels in Liberia broke a ceasefire. Explosions and gunfire rang out as they pushed into Monrovia, the capital city. Tens of thousands of Liberians flooded into the city center, hoping somehow to avoid the fighting. And Liberia's president, Charles Taylor, says he will fight the rebels to the last man. Taylor has been promising to leave power, but only if international peacekeepers arrive. He's been appealing for U.S. troops specifically. We'll have more on that in a moment, but our coverage starts tonight with NPR's Jason Beaubien in Monrovia.
The rebel attack on Monrovia is the third in 2 months. Early Saturday morning, rebels overran a government position known as the Iron Gate, about 10 miles west of the capital. The news prompted people to grab bags of belongings, pour into the streets, and start walking in long lines east, away from the rebel offensive.
They're coming to Monrovia, they're coming. We're running away.
Rachel Williams and her sister Sarah are from Lofa County, about 100 miles north of Monrovia. They fled into the city 2 months ago to avoid the guerrilla war near their home. This is the third time since June that they've packed their things and headed, as Sarah says, towards nowhere.
We not got nowhere to go. Nowhere for us to go. We got nowhere to go. Nowhere.
The fighting in recent weeks has left an estimated 700 people dead, many of them civilians. Now, bursts of mortar fire are pushing a new wave of refugees across Monrovia. The refugees pose an added humanitarian burden in a city where hundreds of thousands of people are already living in camps. Even before the recent fighting, Liberia's capital was crumbling as a result of years of civil strife and neglect. The city hasn't had running water or electricity for years. As the rebels approached Monrovia, ragtag government soldiers raced towards the front line, brandishing AK-47s. Some of them were barely teenagers. At the same time, tens of thousands of unarmed young people started marching through the Freeport area of Monrovia towards the fighting. Soon, the four-lane road was jammed with Liberians denouncing the war. But the peace rally was short-lived. The protesters dispersed when the concussive bang of mortar fire started to grow louder. Almost everyone you talk to on the streets of Monrovia says neither side in the war is trustworthy. The rebels have killed civilians, pillaged, and repeatedly broken a ceasefire deal. On the government side, President Charles Taylor has been indicted for war crimes by a United Nations tribunal. There's also a strong sentiment here that the United States has a responsibility to intervene in the conflict because Liberia was founded by freed American slaves in the 19th century. Lomax Jala, a 40-year-old musician, says a West African peacekeeping force won't be respected here, and he notes that former colonial powers recently have brought peace to Liberia's neighbors.
Because we have seen Great Britain doing serious effort for Sierra Leone, we see France doing better for Africa. I mean, we really need the attention of the United States government with the international community because the suffering of the people are too much.
Liberia has been at war with itself for almost 14 years. First, there was a revolt launched by Charles Taylor's rebel forces in 1989. Then, once Taylor became president, other rebels attempted to oust him from power. Jala says the fighting has left the country ruined.
No food, no medication, no electricity. We don't have it here. The tension of security, no good security at all. Every man has security for themselves.
President Taylor has offered to step down and hand over power to a transitional government, but only after international peacekeepers arrive. The United States has been pondering sending troops for weeks. Liberia's neighbors say they'll send a peacekeeping force, but it's still unclear when the African soldiers will arrive. And in the meantime, mortar shells are falling on this beleaguered city. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Monrovia.